you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Every week, right here on your dial, we are talking about your right to keep and bear arms, specifically your right to conceal and hide that weapon on your person lawfully. Isn't that a beautiful thing? It's called freedom, ladies and gentlemen. And at the current time, we have it. But we have to fight for it every single day. We have to sleep with toothpicks under our eyelids. We cannot let our guard down once because the anti-gun kooks are fighting to strip you of your freedoms, because it isn't about gun control. It's about freedom control. And we're not going to let them win. This broadcast belongs to you. So welcome to Armed American Radio. Delray Beach, Florida, all the way down to West Palm, generally not thought of much as a conservative area. You are about ready to join the Armed American Radio Network family. That's a beautiful thing. And we're going to march right back up through the Gunshine State all the way up into Central Florida and Pensacola. We've got some fun announcements coming up in the future. The march continues. Arizona, man. You're big fans of Armed American Radio out there, and you've heard me say many, many times that that's my favorite state. Gun-friendly, nothing better. I love Arizona. I love you out there. About three more cities. That's all I can say right now. Hopefully, next week I'll be able to make some solid announcements for you as to where you'll be picking it up. Salt Lake City, Utah, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. Across the country, Detroit, Lansing, Kansas, Alaska, Arizona, Texas. It's a beautiful thing, and we're working into the southeast, and I would love to see us get up into the northeast. Welcome back to the program, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and twitter.com/AARmark gets you on the broadcast. Tonight I am joined by Rob Pincus of Best Defense TV, SWAT, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the blog father, the godfather of blog and gun writer extraordinaire. Rob, welcome back to Armed American Radio, bro.
Good to be back, man. Let me tell you, every time I've heard this come back from break, I've got to tell you, you guys really missed a great show on Thursday night. Brother Ted played at the Outdoor Channel's Golden Moose Awards, and it's been a long time since I've gotten to hear my good friend and incredibly talented guitarist Ted Nugent play live, and it was a great show.
Yeah, George, I'm going to mention that because we actually did get there a little bit early. We had dinner with the USCCA folks, and you know, I had an opportunity to get up close to Nugent at the Outdoor Channel, but as you know, we were communicating back and forth with you, and That venue was over at the Hard Rock was amazing. And, you know, he actually played both nights. I think he played with Otis the night before, didn't he?
He sure did. And I knew I'd be seeing him Thursday. So I actually had some friends go in my place to the Otis show, and they said it was outstanding as well.
Yeah, he really does it right. I've been fortunate enough to see him four or five times in my lifetime. George.
Yes, sir.
You're back.
Yes. The Hard Rock Hotel, where that venue was, amazing, man. The Outdoor Channel, sponsored by Budweiser, they put on a great event. The buffet, all the food there. They had these giant chocolate dipped strawberries with gold foil on them.
I knew you were going to go there. Don't talk about food. I'm sitting here locked in here starving. Let's go.
They had like four of those things. Fantastic.
See, you guys are killing me. The spread went all the way down one wall and all the way down the other. Let's hold off on that for the roundtable. Joining us tonight is, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Aaron Dorr of the Iowa Gun Owners. And I'll tell you what, he's got a story to tell. And, you know, we are big fans here on Armed American Radio of the grassroots movement across the United States. And Aaron is embroiled right now in a fight for your freedom in Iowa. And, you know, like we say, over and over and over again, it doesn't matter where you live. These grassroots organizations make a difference for all gun owners. On an aggregate national scale, our voices are heard. And all those voices are going to come together, incidentally, April 19th at the Second Amendment March. You can check them out online as well. But I'd like to welcome Aaron Dorr to Armed American Radio for the first appearance. Aaron, welcome to the broadcast. You got a lot to talk about, my friend.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the chance to talk to you guys.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. Let's get right into the meat of it, okay? You and I have communicated a number of times prior to the show, and we weren't exactly sure what date you were going to be on, so we scheduled you right now, and really good opportunity to bring you on and kind of mix up the SHOT Show discussion. Sure. Tell us what's happening out there, Aaron. You guys are involved in a fight out there right now. What's it all about?
Well, Mark, just to kind of review, right now in Iowa, you think as a Midwestern state, we'd be a leader in gun rights. It's actually quite the contrary. In Iowa, we have a may-issue carry system. So we have a lot of sheriffs that are good on guns and a whole bunch of sheriffs that are terrible on guns and issue nobody concealed carry permits. We're trying to change all that.
And right now, first of all, let's tell the listeners where they can go to find you guys and how they can get involved with Iowa gun owners.
Sure. Our website is www.iowagunowners.org.
Now, what is your specific position with Iowa gun owners?
I am the director.
Okay, so you're heading up the ship.
That's right.
And you guys are very much like the Oregon Firearms Federation that we had on the program a few weeks back, and we're going to have those guys back on too. A no compromise.
That's right.
Tell everybody what that means.
Well, Mark, our legislation we're trying to get passed here in Iowa would allow any law-abiding Iowan who is not a felon or barred by some federal law the right to carry a weapon concealed or, in this case, openly as well, without having to get government permission and government say-so, similar to the laws in Vermont and Alaska and parts of Montana. Our bill also allows Iowans the opportunity, if they want a permit for reciprocity purposes, to get one for that very reason. It eliminates a lot of the government regulation we have right now, and it phases out that system where the sheriff has the right to deny your gun rights just because he doesn't like your last name or your politics or guns in general.
You know, that's... Rob, you were on, I believe. George, I know you were when we read the letter last week from the gentleman who, actually, it was 2 weeks ago, and then we followed up with another email, Aaron, that you know the sheriff sent his permit with him, and along with it, it came a letter that said reminding him that the right to carry was a privilege and not a right.
That's
you know,
right.
It floors you.
Yep, and there are just so many sheriffs that think that way. They believe that they have the complete sovereign power to decide who can and who cannot defend themselves. And the problem with Iowa also is, of course, as many states allow, the sheriffs can regulate the permit so heavily. I had a member contact us last week. His permit said it's not valid in a car, not valid on the highway, not valid in any incorporated city, not valid in church, not valid by a school. And so he could carry pretty much in his tractor, he said, and that was about it. So even if you get permits, it's almost worthless in some cases.
Well, it is. And, you know, you prefaced your sentence there at the beginning of your statement with, they believe they have the right. Well, under your current law right now, they do.
That's most certainly
have the right,
unfortunately.
And, you know, it is. We've had politicians on this show, and they'll tell you, when a politician gets power, they're loathe to give up that power.
That's right.
And they fight because the sheriff believes that, you know, in typical liberal fashion, that do as I say, not as I do. I carry a gun. I'm important. My family is important. And I have the power to decide whether you can exercise your constitutional right. They forget that it's a constitutional right. And we had the very same discussion with Susanna Hupp. Rob and George, take a listen to the NRA situation here because I really want to get your feedback on this, everybody being very involved with the NRA. Aaron, go ahead and tell me, George, Rob, listeners nationwide, what you're up against right now with the National Rifle Association.
All right, before I do, I want to say I am a member of the NRA, and of our 6,000 members and supporters across Iowa, a lot of our members are also NRA members as well. So to have to say this is not something we enjoy doing, but after not being around in Iowa for the last 15 or 20 years, the NRA has come into Iowa now. After we got a tie vote in the Iowa House on our bill last year, they sense a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, a lot of anger, frankly, across the state, and they're now here trying to show us and tell us what we're going to have to accept when it comes to concealed carry. And now the bill that they are bringing forth this session, we thought they'd come and help us. I mean, we have a constitutionally sound bill. We came so close last year, again, having a tie procedural vote in the Iowa House, even with the Democrats in charge. But instead, their bill is designed to, I think it's going to give the anti-gun politicians a break. And what I mean is,
they've made a lot of anti-gun concessions up front to the anti-gun lobby. Specifically, they incorporate the whole Lautenberg Amendment here in the Iowa code. It's currently not in the Iowa code. The whole issue of domestic violence misdemeanors being grounds for having your permit denied. They also raise the age on applicants. Currently, it's 18. And I know it's kind of an oddball, but in Iowa, when you're 18, you can carry under adult supervision. They also incorporate the whole idea of mental health being a disqualifying factor in Iowa, which, of course, nobody wants a criminally insane person carrying a weapon. But
Aaron, I need you to hold on 1 second for me. The music means we're getting ready to take a break. Stick around. We'll get into the meat of that right after these messages. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
We'll be right back.
back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
We're talking about guns, ammunition, and Iowans' right to bear arms. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, and we are joined tonight here on Armed American Radio by Rob Pincus, trainer extraordinaire, friend, and George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Just a wealth of information. I can't throw the guy off, and I try, and I can't. I just can't seem to do it. 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And twitter.com/AARMark gets you on the program. We've got some emails in. A couple of them I can't read because they're a little bit off topic, but we'll get to some of those in just a few minutes. So thanks for writing in. And we are joined on Armed American Radio by Mr. Aaron Dorr of Iowa Gun Owners. Aaron, I'm sorry I had to cut you off when we went into the break. I'd rather have it be me than the computer.
That's why I couldn't hear the music.
So that's okay. That's okay. We do it politely. I apologize for that. Let's go to the meat of this bill. Now, you say that what you're looking for is Vermont-style carry, and that's great. I hope you get it, believe me. First of all, we were talking about the NRA.
That's right.
Now, we had that situation in Georgia not too long ago, about a year and a half ago, with Georgia Bill HB 89, restaurant carry bill, and the NRA was coming in and going after their meat, not supporting our bill, but going after the parking lot ban on carrying weapons, and that was their big political deal at that time.
They're doing the same thing here in Iowa right now. The whole parking lot ban is kind of their main horse right now. That's right.
Yeah, you know, here's my thoughts on the NRA, and then I want to ask Rob his thoughts and George his thoughts. You know, this is an organization. We wouldn't be where we are today without the NRA, and everybody here talking about this right now, I'm sure, is a member of the NRA, and many thousands of listeners are NRA members. The NRA is a political organization, and you know they get caught in that trap sometimes of damned if they do and damned if they don't, and I understand that. You know, Harry Reid is a great example. Harry Reid has the support of the NRA, and Harry Reid, I can honestly say, has steadfastly never voted for a gun control measure and has upheld gun owner rights. Now, he's going to get his butt kicked out there in Nevada in November. And I'm not so sure when you look at the options that are going to replace him if that's a great idea when you're talking about a single issue, as much as I can't stand Harry Reid when you're talking about the single gun issue. In Iowa right now, are you fighting an uphill battle because of what the NRA is trying to accomplish? Or, you know, do you think that they'll merge something together with you, and will they talk to you? Have you opened a dialogue yet?
Well, we'll see. We've tried to talk to their state affiliate group here in Iowa in the past, and they don't seem willing to discuss the issue. And again, our organization is growing by leaps and bounds after being formed about a year ago right now. So obviously, the frustration in Iowa is at a peak right now. This May issue permit has been denying thousands of Iowans, and now's a chance to press ahead to the best bill possible. And that's kind of our goal, is to leapfrog Iowa from being one of the worst states in the country when it comes to concealed carry to one of the best. And we just, our membership will not allow us to support a legislation that takes away gun rights from, you know, from vets and from young Iowans and others. So we'll have to wait and see. It is going to be an uphill battle this session because the NRA, again, having come in here now for the first time, they have a lot of weight. They bring a lot of power to the table, and a lot of politicians, they're not sure what to do now. They want to support the best bill possible, but this is the NRA, for heaven's sakes.
I think you'll see a compromise there. Rob, what are your thoughts on the political position that the NRA finds itself in when they go to battle like this? You know, they find themselves damned if they do, damned if they don't.
To a certain extent. I think, again, some of the problems with the politics are sound bites versus real progress. And for me, I do a lot of work in Iowa. I've been in Waterloo, I don't know, six times probably in the last year and a half doing training. There's some great gun owners. There's the gun ownership and the Second Amendment and the exercise of the Second Amendment is alive and well in Iowa today with not great laws, with a May issue setup. If a huge leap forward is made to shall issue with what I think anyone's going to say are off the top reasonable restrictions, because just like, you know, everybody here would agree, if someone's mentally unable to be responsible with a firearm, they shouldn't have a firearm. And to have the goal of leapfrogging from one of the worst to Vermont style, I wish you nothing but the best of luck. But politics being what they are, I think that even with the NRA backing that, that would be a hell of an accomplishment.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great point. George, what are your thoughts?
Well, the NRA is not a perfect organization, and there's a lot of people that don't like the NRA for many different reasons. I know this has turned a lot of people off of the NRA. That's why there's other great organizations such as GOA, the JPFO, groups that I'm a member of. But the NRA remains the only Second Amendment group of its kind that makes Washington, D.C. quiver and shake. They are the biggest dog we have in the fight, and even if they're taking a disagreeable tack, look at all the other good things that the NRA does for us. I mean, their training program for law enforcement is just about the biggest in the nation. Their Eddie Eagle program, they are a good organization to be a member of, to be a part of, and to support it, because you know, they're the biggest gun we have in our arsenal against the anti-gun legislation nationwide. Unfortunately, they get themselves in this catch-22 situation, and the only thing that we can hope is that the legislatures pull their heads out and do the right thing.
Well, I, you know, Aaron, you prefaced your opening statements with the fact that you are a member of the NRA and you support the NRA, and and, you know, we have to, as gun owners, we have to support the NRA. However, when it comes to states' issues, you know, the NRA, I believe, is looking at the aggregate whole. They're looking at the, you know, the end. They're not looking at the individual parts. And that can seem to fly in the face of individual gun owners in a given state. It did here. It did here. Unfortunately, there was some compromise, and I hope that Iowa gun owners and the NRA can come to terms here and maybe, you know, merge and mold these two bills together or their ideas. Is the, you had mentioned to me earlier, I want the listener to hear, has the NRA bill been assigned yet? What's the status of that right now?
To my knowledge, the bill is going to be filed tomorrow, so there's no bill number assigned to that bill yet. Our legislation is House file number 596, and Senate file 473.
Okay, so you can go out and get that, and I actually have your bill up here, okay, online, and the website's a little bit too long, but I want to tell gun owners to go to iowagunowners.org, and you know, get into this, man. This is their freedom that we're talking about here. Aaron, we're getting ready to head into a break. Unfortunately, time flies very quickly. I want to thank you very much for joining us on Armed American Radio tonight. We're going to follow you and help your cause. Tell us, is there anything else that folks need to know from you in the direction that you're going?
If they want to get more alerts, more updates from our organization, you can go to our website again, www.iowagunowners.org, and sign up for email alerts to get the latest updates. Other than that, just keep us in your thoughts, and we sure appreciate the time. Mark, thanks a lot.
Not a problem. We appreciate you joining us. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some things here, because we don't shy away from the truth here. The truth is only controversial if you're a liberal, and we're going to talk about that whack job in Virginia. I'll be right back on Armed American Radio with Rob Pincus and George Hill right after these messages. See you in a second. Don't go away.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the Network of Freedom, and that's a beautiful thing. Freedom never takes a break, not even when the NFC Championship game is being played. And it's not looking real good right now for Minnesota with Brett Favre going down, from what I understand. I just got an update. Call us. Reach out to us, 877-956-9566. Keep them on topic, please. We've had to dust a couple calls. Can't get off. You know, we're jumping all over the board. I know that. But there are some things that, you know, I don't want to keep them on laws when we want to start talking about guns, that kind of thing. So we will get back to you if your call is not put on the air. Because it's off topic, we'll get back to you by email. I do want to reiterate also the armedamericanradio.org website. It is being worked on right now as we speak, as we're talking to you tonight nationwide, that we will have those download buttons fixed and that play bar fixed. We did a little upgrade, and George was aware of that too, and we've got the IT guys working on it. So feel free to reach out to us tonight. Thanks for joining us all over the United States. I'm back with Rob Pincus and Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre. And as I mentioned before when we went into the break, we don't shy away from the truth here. So I'm going to hit Rob and George with this because I was afraid I was going to hear this news when we were out in Vegas and I was following the story. But Roanoke Times, who loves to give out concealed permit holder names down there, we had a battle with them a couple years back. On 121, you may remember there was a mass shooting in Virginia, Rob?
Yes.
You're familiar with it in Virginia. Eight people were killed by a nut job, and a police helicopter was forced down by gunfire, George. You're familiar with the story, George?
Yeah, I remember the story, but I didn't get a chance to get all the details on it. But it sounded like it was a big mess, and from what I understand, they got the guy.
They did, and, you know, you look at this and you read this following line here. Court records show a concealed weapons permit was issued to a Christopher Brian Spate three times between 1999 and last year. Now, that's from Dan in Roanoke. Okay, Mark, Roanoke Times newspaper, 1/21/2010, Appomattox, Virginia. Christopher Spate reportedly murdered eight people. And it goes on, court record, she quotes that. Per your comments, it happens, but not very often. Always sad to see on multiple levels. Dan in Roanoke. Dan, first of all, thanks for listening. And this isn't something that we shy away from here because the truth hurts people, including liberals. Now, these folks at the Violence Policy Center hate you, Dan, for your freedoms. They hate you for what you stand for because they are hoplophobics. They're afraid of guns. They have an innate, natural fear of guns. They blame the gun for violence. And what we've got here, and I'm going to make this statement, is I don't care if he was a concealed carry permit holder or not. It wouldn't have mattered whether he was a permit holder or not. He snapped. He went ballistic for whatever reason. He happened to be a nut job that had a permit. Now, they're going to say, that's our whole point. Let me make this statement. Tens of thousands of Americans during the year that they're counting down this little goofy clock they have on the Violence Policy Center have been murdered by non-permit holders over those same years. It is statistically insignificant. It is less than one ten-thousandth of a percent. Concealed carry permit holders have proven themselves year after year after year to be the most law-abiding of all citizens in all aspects, in all crimes. And when you see something like this, it's very sad to see. And I'm sorry and hate to have to admit that this guy was a permit holder, but it's a fact. You know why? Because there are bad people everywhere. Would it have made any difference, Rob, if he were a doctor?
Well, here's the thing. Look at what happened at Fort Hood. An officer in the United States military shot and killed other military personnel. Here we have a permit holder who shot and killed other citizens of the United States. Historically, this reminds me a lot of the questions I get asked about whether or not someone has to go through a background check to take one of my courses, whether or not I need a letter of reference. You know, some schools in this country, in the private sector training industry, require people to have concealed carry permits. Well, we talked about Vermont-style carry. Vermont doesn't have concealed carry permits, so I'd immediately be telling everybody in Vermont they couldn't take the class. Other places require background checks, which in some states are harder to get than others, and showing you have a clear record costs a fee, takes time, takes effort, takes energy. Some schools take a letter from a preacher. That doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know this guy's preacher. I don't even know what kind of church he belongs to. Doesn't help me. The fact is that we have people in armed professional endeavors, military, law enforcement, private security, who unfortunately commit horrific acts all the time. They steal evidence. They use their authority inappropriately. It happens in the military. It happens in law enforcement. And in no way does that reflect upon the professional military and law enforcement personnel, or at least it shouldn't. Security guards, the same thing. So here we have one guy who gets a permit and also happens to be mentally deviant and commits a horrible criminal act against many people right here in the state of Virginia. That, to me, doesn't reflect at all upon legal armed persons or the intent of issuing concealed carry permits, and I don't think it should reflect. Will it in the media? Yes. Will there be buzz about it? Yes. Was there media buzz in Kennesaw, Georgia, with the shooting we had there recently? Absolutely. Is it appropriate? No. It's just media buzz.
You know, the Kennesaw deal was 9 miles down the road from where I'm sitting right now. And when you think about, you have to put this in perspective. And this is what the Violence Policy Center, the Brady campaign, who we're going to talk about in a minute because they gave Obama an F. Wow, imagine that. And you got to look at that because everything they don't like, you do like. We'll go there in a second. But, George, we repeatedly say incidents like this are going to happen, and there are going to be more of them. And we said that 3 weeks ago.
And they're going to remain statistically insignificant because
they are from a permit holder perspective. Absolutely. They will remain statistically insignificant.
And them pointing fingers and saying, see, you can't be trusted, that is such a fallacious argument. I do not accept their argument. I do not accept the basis of their argument, because for every one person or one crime that a concealed carry permit holder commits, there's so many other crimes that are stopped by concealed carry permit holders. And we can point fingers back at PETA. PETA kills more animals than I do every year. We could play this game all around, and it gets us nowhere fast.
No, you don't strip the rights of law-abiding people because of the actions of a bad apple. If we did that, no one would be driving automobiles. No
exactly.
One would enjoy a beer. Okay, you wouldn't own a knife. Now, for gosh sakes, that's what they're trying to do in Great Britain right now. Mind-boggling stories there. The guys invented the stab-proof knife, if you've seen this thing, as if you couldn't use the blade to cut somebody's throat. It's just ridiculous.
You take away a hammer from somebody, he's going to use a rock.
Well, you know, you heard Archie Bunker say it here a couple weeks back. Would it make you feel any better if he was pushed out a window, little girl?
Exactly.
You know, it's just insane. But what these people do, what these freedom haters do, is they harp on the gun, and they focus on the gun. They focus on the gun as the instrument of death, when in fact it is the human being. And I've said before, I'll continue to say it again, the three of us could sit at a round table and spin a gun on the table and sit and watch it until we turn to dust, and it isn't going to jump off the table and hurt anybody. A human being has to pick it up, has to cycle the action, has to pull the trigger and make the gun go bang. And it doesn't matter whether that individual has a carry permit or not. He didn't snap because he had a carry permit. He was going to snap with or without that piece of plastic or paper or whatever it is they have in Virginia that is representative of their concealed carry permit.
Well,
period.
If this guy was a registered Democrat and part of the PNC party, they would say, well, what happened to push him over the edge, you know? The situation was, his environment was to blame.
Ridiculous. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back and pick the Brady campaign apart right after these messages. See you in a second.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense.
Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
We're back. Talking about a lot of fun stuff and your freedoms and your rights, and it's very important. And prior to my going into the last break, I mentioned and did my Archie Bunker, my best Archie Bunker impersonation, and I want to go ahead and replay that clip. Sean was kind enough to pull that up, so let's go ahead, Sean, if you would, and replay that original Archie Bunker clip.
Did you know of the people murdered in the last 10 years were killed by handguns?
Would it make you feel any better, little girl, if they was pushed out of windows?
Wow, that's convoluted logic.
Yes, and that's the kind of straight thinking I'm trying to put across.
Spoken like a true patriot, man.
I'm now impressed about how close your impersonation was, Mark.
It wasn't too bad. Rob, what'd you think?
I was actually a little creeped out by how appropriate it was. I'm a big fan of the show, big fan of the humor there. And you know, that show, of course, for the people familiar with that episode, that was a typical mass media, you know, television show where Archie Bunker is the butt of most of the jokes by the end of the show. And sure enough, the firearm that he purchases supposedly to defend the family is turned against them by the home invader. Because Archie Bunker, in my opinion, didn't get proper training.
Ah.
I think that part was maybe missed, though.
Ooh, I like that.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Great. Guys, listen to this. The Brady campaign is at it again. Imagine that. And they gave Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, our illustrious president, who is in a world of very predictable political trouble in a center-right country. This, you could see this coming. This was a train wreck. You could see it before the election, but they've given him an F in all categories, and they've issued one of their other illustrious reports that they like to put on the president's desk whenever there's a Democrat in office. And it says, throughout his career, Barack Obama has recognized that it is too easy for dangerous people to get deadly firearms. As a senator and candidate, he promised to stand up to the gun lobby and fight for strong gun laws. Unfortunately, that Barack Obama has been absent in his first year in office. In a year punctuated by mass shootings, ambush killings of police, assault weapon-toting protesters, law-abiding citizens, I might add there myself, and profligate gun trafficking from U.S. gun shops that threatens the stability of Mexico. And here they bowled it out. President Obama's first-year record on gun violence prevention has been an abject failure. In just 1 year, Obama has signed into law more repeals of federal gun policies than in President George W. Bush's 8 years in office. From the repeal of Reagan-era rules keeping loaded guns out of national parks to the repeal of post-9/11 policies to safeguard Amtrak from armed terrorist attacks, Obama's stance on guns has endangered our communities and threatened our national security. Now, I could go on and on with that. They've given him an F in every category, which means an A for us when they do this ridiculous stuff back and forth. But let's take two of those. The first one, safeguarding Amtrak. You know what they did, what the federal government did. They said you could lawfully travel with a firearm in your checked bag just like you could on an airliner. Okay? So that's an F to them. A open carrying, law-abiding citizen in Arizona who they're referring to outside 50 yards away from an Obama event was the assault weapon-toting protester. And then we go into the gun trafficking U.S. gun shops that threaten the stability of Mexico, as if Mexico's hideous violence and failure to control drug cartels in their country is our fault. I get angry with this stuff, so I'm going to throw it at you guys. And Rob, I'll start with you first.
Oh, and you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get us in trouble. Does this mean that we're supposed to, we're allowed to, or is it okay now for anyone on our side to say, gee, maybe Obama isn't all that bad. Maybe the rhetoric and hyperbole isn't being followed through on. And was that just because he was too busy worried about health care, and now that health care is dead, should we watch out for a turnaround on the firearms policies? And that's the big picture. But the short-term picture is, hey, it's not the end of the world. A lot of people thought it was going to be. Maybe, believe it or not, things could have been worse for gun owners if Obama hadn't been the one that was put up by the Democrats.
You're absolutely right. And I'll hold off on that. George, I want to get your thoughts first, and then we'll come back to it.
Well, this just shows the naivety that Obama had as being a inexperienced senator going into big level politics, you know, for the president. He had a lot of ideas. He had a big agenda. He had all this reform that he wanted to do. And once he found out the reality, once he was thrown into the pool without his training wheels on, he quickly learned that he's in over his head. He can't affect the policy changes that he wanted to. And he's just so arrogant enough to think that he can continue to push and push and push and fight using his own language. That's what he said he's going to do for his social agenda. But it's just not working, which is why he had to sign these bills that he probably didn't want to sign, and why he's not going to be able to sign other bills after we take away the House and Senate from him.
You know, interestingly, they failed to put this in here, but the National Park Bill was actually an amendment. It was amended, the credit card legislation. Now, Obama had to sign that because he needed a legislative victory quickly. And, you know, what this shows here, it does show Obama's naivety. There's no question about that. But at the same time, what it does is it shows the idiocy. And this is a great example of why they won the Bonehead of the Year award. Because as much as I can't stand Obama's policies, because he's a socialist, and the rest of America is figuring that out, and he's beginning to figure out that rest of America is figuring that out, i.e. Ohio, or I'm sorry, Massachusetts, is the fact that the Brady campaign could care less about the economy. I don't care. You know, Obama was, quote-unquote, trying to focus on the economy. I don't like the way he did it. But they care about one thing and one thing only. That's the gun issue, and they, you know, can you imagine with all the problems this country faces and, you know, has for years, if they were to focus on the gun issue, Rob, right out of the gate? Now, they wanted them to, but that isn't going to happen anymore. And this goes right back to Harry Reid, who, you know, if you look at this and kind of float above and look down and take a breather and look what's actually happening here, you've got the NRA supporting Reid in Nevada. okay? He's not very well thought of in Nevada, and I'm going to say it again. He's going to get his butt kicked out there in Nevada. But guess who's in line right behind him to take the Senate if the Republicans don't take the Senate back in 2010? Chuck Schumer or Dick Durbin? Who do you want there? You see, my point here is that the gun issue is coming back. It's going to rear its ugly head because the rest of his socialist agenda is going to be stopped by the people at the ballot box. And that's when you're going to see the gun issue begin to rear its ugly head. Am I right, Rob?
Yeah, I think that's probably what's going to happen. So the worst thing that happens now, again, I think we talked about it last week, is that we have a second term socialist agenda with the ability to act. I think that a huge blow was dealt to their ability to really act with the Massachusetts race last week, or while we were at a SHOT Show earlier this week. I think that the next step is to keep a really close eye on what's going to happen in 2010. We don't want to relax. We don't want to sit back and say, okay, we dodged the healthcare bullet, so everything's wonderful, because it's certainly not. And I think that we need to really be prepared for the reversal, not necessarily from the White House, but the pressure coming up from the Senate and from the House on gun issues, because the big picture financial issues and the healthcare issue are gone as far as I'm concerned. And I think that everybody's starting to realize that. The next thing they may set their sights on is the gun issue. I don't know that it'll come from the White House. I honestly don't think it'll come from the White House unless it's to placate the people that are the ones that put him in office and still want to see him do something, quote unquote, to fix the problems that in large place don't exist.
Agreed. George, what do you think?
I think it's going to come from the likes of Senator Barbara Boxer and Nancy Pelosi. They're going to be fighting. You know, they lost the battle in health care. They're going to say, okay, well, we're still fighters. We're still going to move something forward. So they're going to attack guns, which they were totally set up to do just after the election, which is why Obama chose who he chose for his cabinet staff, his appointees. So they're going to come for the guns. It's just a matter of time and timing. Nancy Pelosi said before that now is not the time. So, you know, if they lose, and they know they're going to lose, so they might try to push it forward as fast as they can this year. Or if they think they're going to lose, they might try to do a scorched earth policy and do as much damage as they can before they lose their positions.
That would be, I think, a gutsy position to take prior to the 2010 elections coming up in November. However, this administration is going to be, and where we need to keep our eyes open as gun owners and specifically concealed carry permit holders, is what happens after the election, when this administration is going to be starving for a legislative victory somewhere. They will be starving for a legislative victory somewhere. Mr. Aaron Dorr of Iowa Gun Owners, I want to thank him for joining us tonight. Rob Pincus for being in with us. George Hill for being in with us. When we come back, we're going to go right to the round table and talk about SHOT and some of the things that you're going to see on your store shelves. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Don't change the dial. We will be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.